At least a dozen student activists are feared missing in China after unidentified men raided universities and homes in five cities. The students, who are involved with a labour rights group, were campaigning against inequality at some of the country's top schools. Patrick Poon is a researcher with Amnesty International and he joins me now via Skype. Thank you for your time tonight. Can you take us through what happened to these students over the weekend?
It's very mysterious. Then we learned about the situation over the weekend that they were taken away by unidentified men, and it's very unclear like where they now. They may be detained by police, as we also saw like in other cases around these justice workers' protests and their supporters, that they were taken away by some identified people and later were found out to be detained by the police. So we believe that these about dozen of young activists, students, they may have also been detained by police.
Eyewitnesses say Zhang Shenji, who is a graduate of Beijing's Peking University, was kidnapped on the school campus. Why is he being pursued?
I think they want to, pick some of the students as example to threaten others. They just want to find some representative, some leaders, student leaders, as a way to show if you continue to say things and protest like him, and you will be the next one.
Why are authorities targeting these young activists?
The students, they have been really doing a very strong solidarity campaign for the workers, by claiming themselves being like really strong believers and advocates of Marxism and also the belief of like workers' rights. That's the fundamental value of Marxism, to protect workers' rights. So it makes the Communist Party and the Chinese government pretty embarrassing in the way that the way now they're trying to deal with the workers and the students in this case is to crack down on them instead of to stand by them. So I think that's what the authorities been afraid, that the students' solidarity action would bring more attention to people and eventually actually to get more sympathy from the general public. And that would be something out of their control. That would be something they're afraid of.
I know you've been in contact with one of the groups representing the students. What updates do you have on their well-being?
It's very difficult to get updates, as I learned from those who are close to the students. They have been tracing like where those students been taken away, where they are. But they've also found it very difficult to find any more updates for the moment, just like previous cases. They only find out like some days later that the students were detained by police. So we have to wait until more updates from the group and also to see whether the authorities will eventually release the students, or just like other cases, they just keep them in arbitrary detention and in some cases chose some of them to charge them.
Do we know where the students are? Have they been released or are they still detained?
As far as I know from sources, the students are still missing. So we can only assume that they may have been detained by the police and still haven't been released yet.
President Xi visited Peking University in May, where he encouraged students to promote Marxism, saying it was important for the university to take Marxism as its surname. Why are authorities cracking down on these activists who describe themselves as communists following the ideals of Marx and Mao?
That is the irony we are seeing in China now, is the authorities claim to be asking people to follow Marxism, but what the authorities been doing is actually very much against what Marx advocated for. So you see actually what the authorities want to curb the freedom of expression of these students by claiming that they are not actually, just supporters of Marxism, but they're actually troublemakers. So I think that is the message the Fort is trying to convey, though it's very much, as I said, it's very much ironic to see even these students who have been studying and supporting Marxism for a long time, they consider somebody who are not, following the government's line. So I think the bottom line of the 40s has moved even further down. So these students are now considered more like troublemakers than supporters of Marxism, so which is something very ironic.
What's been the local coverage of this issue?
We haven't seen like much about these students' situation being covered in domestic media. And in only like some occasions that we saw, like in previous cases, the domestic media, the official media in China just like depict them as more as like troublemakers instead of depicting them of like supporting the workers. And then also they try to frame the workers as also stirring up trouble instead of defending their own rights. So it's very much like a propaganda by the authorities to try to shape how people think of these workers and their supporters. So it's very unfortunate that the authorities are just abusing their power again against these powerless people.
Thank you so much for your time, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
Patrick Poon is a researcher with Amnesty International, and he joined me from Hong Kong via Skype.